된 거죠. 그리고
Kashiram Das.
Kashiram.
Vrindavan Das.
Vrindavan.
Mukunda Mala.
Mukunda Mala.
Raghavendu.
Raghavendu.
Guru Tamadas.
Let's come near us. Hare Krishna. Where is the game?
I have a question. I want to know that it said that everything.
Hi, Madhav.
Madhav. So they happen that the actor should not be called there.
No,
I can't. 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 I
can't.
I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. I
We try to accept everything that our Srila Prabhupada has told us. And we understand it, that Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. But some things, when the Guru speaks, sometimes he's not speaking of spiritual topics. Sometimes he's making a comment about politics or history, something like that. And is it required to accept everything that the Guru says verbatim, literally?
You have to represent.
Acha, oni jigasa kochim de amara, sadhu. Shastra, a background sorry, I'm a bichar kori taki. Kintu maje maje dekha jaye, suna jaye, je guru, uni rajnitik byapar sambandhe, ba itihasik byapar sambandhe, uni katha bolen. Je katha uni bolen, cheta amra sampurna bhabe bishwas korte pari ki, janta chai chai.
Both sadhu, shastra, guru, or they give purely in spiritual matter and to make us understand that spirituality, they sometimes give example concerning political and social and other instances to help us to understand. So that sort of value we must take from the social and political talks. Only to make us intelligible, they come to say about politics. But politics actually is also included, sociology also included in the within the religion. Independent of spiritual conception, nothing may remain in the Krishna consciousness, at least. It includes everything. And whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness, it is true to that degree and in a higher stage it will be seen that it is the whole thing is true. In the middle stage, it may seem that it is different. We have to differentiate the spiritual side from the material side. But in the higher stage, we shall see that whatever is contributing anything to the spiritual truth, that is true, all in its parts. You can't follow.
I understand what you're saying.
During Ratha Yatra, Mahaprabhu dancing before Jagannath, and he was singing an ordinary poem from a particular epic. The meaning is of that poem is that there was one lady who, before his marriage, she met one boy and enjoyed him in the banks of some river. There was some jungle. But that lady is again married to that same man. And the lady says that in my before marriage, I met the person and he is my husband now. And the marriage is also beautiful with full moon. And there's so many flowers, scents also around. But my mind is always being attracted to that child play with my husband before our marriage, attracting me to the bank and the jungle of that river. This is the meaning of the poem. And Mahaprabhu singing that poem, chanting that poem, and dancing that magic before Jagannath. Only Sarup Damodar understood the real purpose of his chanting. Rupa Goswami came there that year, and he took the gist of the poem, and then he composed another poem with the meaning of that poem, the abstract of that poem, the parallel, real thought he took from the reflection, and he composed as well. And that runs in this way. Priyasuyam sahachari kurukshetra merito. That Mahaprabhu, though outwardly he is chanting that ordinary shloka and epic, but his meaning is towards this, that when Radharani has come in contact in Kurukshetra for the time being with Krishna, it is his thought, it is her thought. Priyasuyam Krishna sahachari Kurukshetra merito. Oh, my friends, in this Kurukshetra, I have met that my beloved Mitra, Tathaham Sadha Radha Sadhini. I am that same Radha, and he is the same Krishna. But my mind is always snatching me to the environment of Vrindavan. I can't enjoy my beloved here. Antakhiran Madhuram Rali Panchamagishi Manome Kalindrin Vidyar. At the banks of the jungle and the banks of Yamuna, my mind is always running towards that. Though Krishna is there, I am also here. And we can see one another. But still, I don't feel there. I feel very much uneasiness. My mind is always running towards. This was the real purpose Mahaprabhu felt, and he danced madly. But outwardly he was using only a stroke, a poem, which is found in the ordinary epic book. You follow? So, Bondeki Bhamhaya Vrindavan. When one is completely established in his spiritual sarupa, then whatever he sees here in the external environment, that only takes him, takes him forcibly to the spiritual consciousness. This is only gives some sort of excitement. Any forest, Vrindavan comes in his memory. Any hillock, Govardhan comes, and at once the that loving pasture, pastimes of the Radha Govinda. Only a hint is suffice to take him, the whole Lila to him. So we may take the help of these worldly things, but our mind should be directed with the help, slight help that we will get there from example. It will, it should be pushed towards the spiritual. And, to make it clear, there is some examples of this material. So it is necessary. And really, this cult has such value. The spiritualist, pure spiritualist, no other value he sees in anything but in connection with Krishna. All things are nothing to him. It is giving some excitement, some hint, and that is the real value, no other value it has got to him. It is only meant, it is only created to give some hint to the truth. And all this misconception, the conception of the exploitationist and of the renunciationist, their estimation about the environment are false. And you follow, there's misunderstanding. Only Krishna consciousness, one who is established in Krishna consciousness, his perception, his surveying about the environment is 200%. And the others, standing in the land of exploitation or in the principle of renunciation, their estimation about the environment, their looking, their knowledge, everything is false, because that is misunderstanding of a particular thing, which is not real. Ishavasham. Everything is meant to serve Krishna. That is the full truth. Any deviation from that, misunderstanding. You follow?
Yes.
And you all? Do you understand?
Yes.
The fullest estimation of the whole must be, but cannot but be, in the interest of Krishna and his Leela. All others thirst on them, they are not meant for that. Hegel says, the meaning of every incident, every existence, he knows only full well. What we estimate, that is false, partial, not full estimation, full knowledge of anything, even of a grass, blade of grass, all misconception. Because calculated for our interest as individual or group. Everything calculated in the interest of Krishna, that is his true place, Ishavashinya Sarman. And we have to conceive anything and everything in accordance with that. How Krishna, how Krishna has tested this thing, I must follow that, pursue that. Not I am testing as a master of anything, whether sweet or bitter, anything else. So everything come in consonance with the real consonance. That Hegel said, the power itself, The reality is Paul itself. Krishna is Paul himself. Everything is for him to fulfill his purpose and that of none else. And to have such conception and also prasadam means in accordance to that conception, the local conception, they are true. Subtle points, but must, it is not unreasonable, quite reasonable. The partial conception must be in consonance with the universal conception. I can't go against that. I can't clash, have any clash. So devotion, conception of the devotee. Suppose Krishna has taken some prasadam, and we must not have any independent test of that prasadam. We shall see how Krishna has tested it accordingly. With that memory, that remembrance, we shall take the taste of a curry or anything else. Do you follow?
Yes.
So all our attempts should be regulated, should be controlled in this way. Deno dakti na bhunjitha. Whatever I shall do, having a consent and a consonance and submission. In this way our position should always be, in every respect, our attitude will be such, not independent, not to neglect. Independent exploitation or whimsical renunciation, both artificial and bad, injurious, selfish and good, individual goodness. Yogyasishta asinav santo mucchanti isharma kimushe. Only by having a look, a mind of estimation, estimating in such a way about the environment, that autocrat absolute, his position, and we are his slave. With the eye of a slave, we must look at anything and everything. That should be the proper estimation of the environment. I am independent. I can enjoy and I can dismiss. It is all artificial form of life. Disconnected with the absolute will and then the station. Yes, any more?
If somebody accepts that everything is for Krishna, but they have many people have different conceptions of Krishna, even if they accept Bhagavan, realization is the topmost. Still they have different realizations of Krishna. And how does one get the proper realization of Krishna? Just like when people read our Srila Prabhupada's books, they come up with so many different things. It's hard to know which devotees are on track and which are not.
Who is he? I forgot his name.
Raghavendra.
Raghavendu.
Acharan Vasin Jaya Nekhok, Bhagavan Astito Sikha Koran. Bhagavan Astito. অনেক লোক শিক্ষা করেন আর ভগবান সম্বন্ধে পড়েন গ্রন্থ পড়েন শাস্ত্র পড়েন কিন্তু সেটা হলেও তাদের ভিন্ন প্রকার ধারণা থাকে তো আমরা কি করে সে ঠিক ধারণা লাভ করতে পারি অনুভব করতে পারি
আমরা putting aside the question of the devotee, and then outside that, how will you explain then about the different consideration and realization of different persons? How will you have to explain? Such as setting aside the question of the devotee.
Setting aside the question of the devotee?
Yeah, what kind of realizations
do you have? Independent bhagati.
What do people do?
Bhagatiness.
So people have different understandings.
Right, they say to do, to do different things. To do.
He was.
But
amongst atheists, there is also classification. Classification and high and the low, that is everywhere we have to see. And that is eternal. Eternal, the difference there will be, one thing. And the how the Krishna consciousness originates, what do you think about that? God consciousness, theism, how it comes to a jiva sattva? How does it come?
Descending process.
The general feeling, general consideration of theism, how does it come to a man? What do you think about that?
From
I have explained here many a time that Sukriti, Agnata Sukriti, Gnata Sukriti, then Sraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajana Kriya, in this way it develops. The first stage of development has been coming in contact with devotion proper by. That is Nirguna, we are wandering in Saguna. In the land of misconception, we are wandering. And the proper conception may come to me through a proper agent, the chance coincidence. When any agent of the Nirguna world, that Krishna consciousness is the 100% proper consciousness, true consciousness. And we are delivering under misconception. And when any agent from that plane comes to contact with me and I am utilized by him, thereby I gather a sort of a drop of that, of the land of that Nirgula. Nirgun, that is transcendental, and that is accumulated and then produces Shraddha in me. Then the consciousness comes over the surface and I can trace him that I have got some particular regard for the Supreme as Krishna Maharaja. When a patient has no knowledge, he cannot cooperate with the doctor. But doctor, to try him independent of his cooperation. Then when his knowledge comes back, then the patient can cooperate with the doctor. But when he has lost his consciousness or the independence of the doctor. So when we are completely devoid of Krishna consciousness, at that time the Vaishnavas, they are the agents of the transcendental realm, they are moving here, they are in all places. And by their connection we get some injection, unknowingly. And that supplies the subconscious help. And when that is sufficiently accumulated, it 6,000 disciples and research after Sadhu, and generally according to the nature of the injected medicine, I will have to love the Sadhvitas of particular school. And this is general. And also it is seen that suppose when I was I had no knowledge, and a doctor came and he gave some wrong injection, not even proper injection. Then I may develop a sort of knowledge, but that is flickering, not durable. Again, then a good doctor may come and give some other injection. There I may come in the normal health and cooperate. It is also possible. So from the beginning, one may, so a soul may have sukriti towards Krishna, and in otherwise, when moving hither, thither in wrong way, then also by the company of the sadhu, change his direction from other direction towards Krishna on the way. Vilva Mangal we find, he first went to Mayavadi sadhu, Swami Nāvāsana-labdha-diksa, took initiation there. But by the special grace of Krishna, he was converted into Krishna consciousness fully. Sukadeva also had some tendency towards Nirvishesh Brahma. But by the grace of Vidabhyas, he was taken in towards Krishna Lila. And there are the many such types. And there may be so many Kali. There also may be taught by the help of some sadhu on the way. And from the beginning, some may have the particular kind of sukriti that came from the Krishna Bhakta. They would straightly go to Krishna and Nindati. Other ideas. Non-Krishna, in any way, it may be affected. But Sukriti, Adu Sraddha, Sraddha just on the surface, that we search after a thing by getting which I can get everything, by knowing which I can know everything. If I got such a faith in me, then I get Sraddha. And then I shall search for such company, favorable company. Where if I get a particular one thing, the whole thing is known. If I know one, whole known. Get one, whole got. Yeah? Such faith when occurs within us, we find, then it is Sraddha. And with the help of the Sraddha, we go to a particular camp, and there gradually we get help from the Lord at once. Kadu Sraddha. And before that, Satsanga Prapati Pungi Sukriti Purva Sankriti. Previous Sukriti, that unconscious help from the agents of Krishna, that are moving all around to help Shiva soul. This is the arrangement of Krishna. Move, go there and try to help those that are wandering in the wilderness. So independent of us, we get some help by the grace of the Vaishnava, and then we gather some subconscious capacity, and we come in a stage to judge what is wrong and right. Then, consciously, we keep company with the sadhu, and then we develop our bhajan, and gradually we achieve the dream of Krishna. That is the real course.
I have one question.
Yes.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that the Vedas describe three things: avideya, sambandha, and prayojana. And it says also that there are three deities presiding over these different aspects of knowledge: Govindaji, Madana Mohan, and Gopinathaji. I was hoping that you could explain this.
Where do you come from?
Where do I come from?
Yes.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Well, I can understand you clearly, but generally I can't. I need to understand the Indonesian. Have you received Diksha?
Yes, I took first initiation from Swami Maharaj.
Then
I took second initiation from Rameshwar Swami.
Rameshwar Swami. Oh, you are Mukundamala, no?
Yes, I am Mukundamala.
Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwara. And then hit that mantra, the Diksha mantra, only the last portion was there. That's Gopinath, Gopi Yanubhava. Last question. But Mahaprabhu advised Sanatana Goswami, and he advised to prepare a book, Hari Bhakti Vilas, for all these affairs. He told that Ashtadasa Kharmanta, this is 12 letters. And Mahaprabhu himself asked Sanatana Goswami to describe the greatness, magnanimous and clear type of mantra, Ashtadasakkari, composed of 18 letters. And Sanatana Goswami has given, recommended that to us. And our Guru Maharaj is following that. In the lineage of some of the Jati Goswami, still it is found that they are following that Mahaprabhu mantra, the 12th letter. Here Sanatana Goswami has given us the detailed necessity. Analyzed and given us the details necessary. Okay? Sambandha, that is Krishna and Madan Mohan synonymous. Only attraction, mainly attraction. And then in the next stage, to fulfill the purpose of all his sensibility, to capture, hold, cooperate. That is the second. First to attract, and then to cooperate with all sorts of faculties within the jiva, by Krishna. And the third stage, not only that temporary, but to keep him under his care for eternity. It has been differentiated into three parts. The sambandha has to come and recognize the relationship with Krishna. That is the first stage, sambandhakya. That Madan Mohan or Krishna. In that stage, we have to look him like that. Then the second, Govinda. Govinda. Go means India. And Binda. All the senses, all the knowing faculties of us, they search after their fulfillment. And that fulfillment of all the knowing faculties is supplied by whom? Wholesale. Nothing left. And the Govinda, go Indriya. Indriya means senses, request something for their satisfaction in the spiritual aspect of our life. And that is done by Govinda, okay?
Shankha.
Shankha. Like I said, Rama Swami.
That is.
The bhala. That aspect of the Lord is Govinda. Gan Bindati. The expression of our indriya and satisfy that aspect of the Lord. And also go means Veda. We find from the Veda the positive answer of our internal search. And we want to be satisfied. We are dissatisfied. Want to be satisfied wholesale. And Ved says yes. That's a sort of arrangement there is. From Veda and from Indriya, Govinda. And the third is Gopi Jana Vallabha. We are converted into the ego of Gopi. Gopi. Attracted by Krishna. In its highest stage, we may feel that we are similar temperament with the Gopi. And then we are permanently taken, accepted in that relationship forever. Gopi Jana Vallabha, an eternal friend of the Gopi. In that way we can feel him. Eternal Santar under his holy feet. So three aspects expresses three types of developed stage of bhajan. Do you understand?
Yes.
Sammandha avidhya prayajan. Avidhya means, sammandha means general, who is who, to come in conclusion of the settlement of that affair. Then avidhya, the transaction between the two parties, fulfiller and fulfilled of the internal search. And third, to have a permanent abode under his care. It is divided into three parts. Sammandha vidya, prayojan. What is prayojan? The highest necessity to secure a quarter under his guardianship forever. That is our prayer.
Yeah.
bhakti, sambandha gyan, sambandha vidya, and the prayojan. That love, that secure, that sort of love of Krishna, that we may have a permanent shelter under his care there for you. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidhavari, 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 Nidhavari,
Nidhavari, Nidhavari, Nidhavari, Nidhavari, Nidhavari. Could you relate one story about Vishwanath Chakrabarti? He was not able to understand the Gayatri Mantra, one half Akshar.
Kamagati. What is that?
I think he had performed some tapasya in Govindakund.
Radhakund. What is the point you want to mention?
If you could relate the story clearly. The incident.
Do you remember that?
No, I do not remember that. No one's ever.
Remember the story.
I've read it, but I've never heard it spoken.
I also can't recollect it at present. It will take time to recollect. I have also read, gone through that. Come back. Krishna. That's why I understand the Grammarian problem. It is mentioned that the number of the words will be such. At least, what you find, you say, I find that each crosses the limit of the number. How it is, how it can be. Raj Goswami has given, mentioned about the number of letters in the mantra. But when ordinarily we are reading that mantra, we find that one is one letter. There's more in that. Then he, that it cannot be that Kuriyaj Goswami would give some powerful presentation, but we find actually the letters, the number is more than that, what he has written. Then he was in a dream, about inspiration, that according to the particular some grammar, Sanskrit grammar, the vowel after such a letter that is silent, something like that.
One half more. One half. One half more.
That should be silent, considered not to be pronounced. Something like that. Question of grammar.
You mentioned before 12-letter mantra that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya mantra, and then you said that there was a 18-letter mantra that Sanatan Goswami gave. I'm not exactly clear on which mantras that was. They were
18 letters. They recommended by Sanatan Goswami, inspired by Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu himself got all the 12-letter mantra from Ishvara Prabhupada. On the latter portion, admitting the first two, the conclusion. And the Prasad was yes, the first two parts, that is Prasad. But Mahaprabhu advised Sanatana Goswami to clearly mention of the first two parts also of the Gyanavati body and Sanatana Goswami also. And we follow that part.
So that mantra
it is mentioned in Hari Bhakti.